Hey, Chris Johnson here. And Bar League softball is almost over. Fucking regular season over. The shit is winding down. 12-game regular season. We finished 7-5. That ain't too bad. Fourth place out of 7 teams. And the fucking playoffs start next week. And yeah, that's it. You know, fucking we lose, we're out. Most amount of games we'll play from here on out is fucking 3. And we'll see what happens. I fucking hope for the best. You know, I hope we fucking win. But if I'm being honest, I don't think we're going to. We're fucking 1-5 against the top 3 teams, which does not bode well when we got to fucking play them in the semifinals. Provided that we even fucking win this week. Because we're going to play a team next week that was fucking fired up. We played them last week, and I was hoping the fucking game would get rained out. Because it's like, motherfucker, I don't want to play these assholes 2 games in a row. Like, this game doesn't fucking mean anything. We're going to fucking play them next week anyway. And by the end of this fucking game, my worst fucking fears came true. Now, here's the thing. I've enjoyed softball. I like my teammates. We go out there, have a good time. Most of these motherfuckers are fucking drinking on the bench and shit. It's not that serious. Yeah, we want to fucking win the game. We're fucking trying. But like, we're not talking shit to the other team. We're not out there thinking it's fucking game 7 of the fucking World Series. You know what I mean? These fucking teams that we're playing against, I fucking hate some of these guys. I hate them with every fiber of my fucking being. The first place team, fine. Third place team was fine. Didn't have a problem with them. The two last place teams were fine. Although one of them had this fucking drunk guy that I wanted to stab in the throat one game. You know, he's just out there trying to have a good time. But he's one of those motherfuckers who like, you know, he never stopped talking. And he was kind of funny for like an inning and a half. But then it just never fucking ended. It's like, motherfucker, like, could you shut the fuck up? Know when to fucking walk away, goddammit. Sprinkle that shit in here and there. And then there's two other teams that I fucking hate. It's fucking embarrassing. Like, I'm on the field with them, and it makes me question, like, what the fuck I'm doing out here. Like, why the fuck am I, like, taking part in this? Like, what the fuck is happening? It just makes me feel fucking dirty and grimy for fucking being there. Like, if nobody knew me, and they saw me, like, on the field with these assholes, they'd be like, dude, what, dude, look at these pieces of shit. Like, if I was walking by a fucking field and I saw this fucking display, I would fucking hate everybody involved, because I would assume they're all part of that shit. This one team wears all Metallica shirts, which should tell you right there that they're huge fucking douchebags. And all they do is, like, talk shit. Like, if there's a fly ball to the outfield, they'll, like, yell, I got it. But, like, when we're in the outfield, like, they're trying to, like, fuck us up so we drop the ball. Like, Jesus Christ, just play the fucking game. Like, when I played fucking competitive baseball as a fucking kid, I was a dick. Me and my friends were huge fucking dicks. But we weren't bush league assholes. We were just being fucking dickheads. Typical fucking teenage, early 20s, just fucking assholes. But like, I look back to me in my fucking youth and I think, bro, you were a prick. But like, you weren't like these fucking guys. And you had a fucking excuse. You were a dumb fucking kid. What the fuck is with these guys in their fucking mid-20s and mid-30s and 40s and shit? What the fuck is wrong with you, you fat balding fuck? Jesus Christ. And then, like, there's this other team that I fucking hate, too. The team we fucking played last week. I didn't like them the first time we fucking played them because we beat the shit out of them. And all they did was fucking whine. They just fucking whined because we were beating them so badly. Motherfucker, fucking quit then. Then fucking quit. Walk off the fucking field. We're going to try to score as many fucking runs as we fucking can because it's fucking beer league softball. We give up 19 runs one fucking inning one time. We're going to try to fucking score. Guess what? If you're going to try to fucking score, we're going to try to fucking score. If not, then get off the fucking field, you whiny assholes. This fucking game last week, though, was a lot fucking closer. It was a 3-run game. We won. And I wasn't annoyed at all until the very end. I'm fucking catching. Things are going well. We're about to win the fucking game. There's 2 outs. Top of the last inning. We're up by 3. We just get this one fucking out. We win the game. Go home. No fucking major incident. But apparently, you know, Chris Johnson can't have nice things. There's a fucking dude up, a little dude. And he was a pesky little fucker. They had some little fuckers at the bottom of their lineup. They would hit the ball and they'd run it really fast and they'd get on first base. These fuckers. And we're facing this dude. He had a couple hits. And my brother-in-law runs a team and he fucking like organized the defense where this fucking guy was going to go. Like, okay, he hits it this way. He doesn't have a lot of power. So let's like move the defense here. And these motherfuckers on the other team, fucking stereotypical softball guy assholes, they lost their fucking minds. They're like screaming at my fucking brother-in-law. What the fuck? You're honestly going to fucking do this? This guy has got a fucking disability. And I was thinking to myself, disability? What the fuck are you talking about? What disability? I'm like checking him for nubs. Like maybe he doesn't have a couple fingers or some shit like that. Turns out the dude was autistic and they were pissed because like we're adjusting the defense as if we're like mocking an autistic person. Nobody fucking knew he was autistic, you dumb fucking asshole. You know how we know now? Because you're fucking screaming about it. What is fucking worse? Explain to me what's fucking worse. Treating somebody with autism like everybody else who's playing the fucking game, like a normal fucking human being, or screaming on the fucking sidelines that somebody has a fucking disability and like telling everybody about it and making him feel like fucking shit. This fucking guy is like sitting there with this fucking like look on his face, probably thinking like, disability, what the fuck are you assholes talking about? I got 2 goddamn hits. I felt bad enough for this fucking dude that I walked up to him and I put my fucking arm around him and patted him on the chest. I fucking hate people. I hate talking to people. I hate touching people. But like, Jesus, what the fuck? Listen, he's out here. He's fucking playing hard. He's not going to be fucking treated any different. And nobody was treating him any fucking different. I was disgusted by the whole fucking display. And not only that, like, things got heated and, like, the parents on my fucking side were yelling at him, calling him assholes. And, like, people are, like, holding them back. Like, bro, you're in your fucking 40s. You can barely fucking walk. You look like fucking shit. Like, you're not fucking fighting anybody. Put that macho shit away. My fucking God. Like, I left that game thinking to myself, like, motherfucker, if that was, like, the first softball game that I fucking played, I'd never fucking come back. I'd be like, dude, is this what this fucking shit is? Fucking embarrassing. Dude, how do you guys, like, go home and look at yourselves in the mirror at the end of the fucking night and think, like, you know what? I'm a fucking normal, well-adjusted human being. Well, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays, and hopefully this fucking week's game doesn't turn into a goddamn debacle. Maybe these fuckers are just quit and not fucking show up. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there. I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, any fucking podcasting site you want. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou, Instagram at Maybe5Minutes, and I'm also in my Facebook timeline, so you can catch me there as well.